If you're trying to figure out just where we are now economically, if we've hit bottom, or if worse is yet to come, well, a glance at the headlines today might set your head spinning. From the Washington Post, this sunny headline, "Signs of Revival in Retail Banks." Not so, says the gray lady. Today's gloomier New York Times headline, "In March Retailing Report, Bright Spots Are Few." We're joined now by two noted economic columnists to get their views and maybe a little guidance, Paul Krugman of the New York Times and Robert Samuelson of the Washington Post and Newsweek. Welcome to you both.
Hi there. And nice to be with you.
Let's start with you, Mr. Krugman. We just heard from President Obama that he is seeing glimmers of hope in the economy. Are you seeing those same glimmers of hope?
Actually, I think what Larry Summers said the previous day was right. The free fall might be coming to an end. You know, there a lot of shoes have dropped, and we haven't seen any big things dropping in the last few weeks. So it may not be, you know, we may have gotten past the stage where every week is kind of, oh my God, this is worse than we possibly imagined could happen. But that's a long way from saying that the economy is actually turning around. Things are still getting worse. They're just getting worse a little bit more slowly.
Robert Samuelson, that comment from Larry Summers, the top economic advisor, was this sense of free fall will be arrested within the next few months. Does that seem reasonable to you?
It might happen. I mean, the stock market is up substantially from its bottom. It's up about 27%. On the other hand, it's down 45% from its peak. And that gives you some sense of the sort of the tensions that are going on. Mortgage refinancings, as the president mentioned, are way up. They're up almost 90% since February. That'll make people's cash flow slightly better. That's a good sign. On the other hand, personal income is still going down. Unemployment is still going up. So we're in a kind of gray area here. But I think it's plausible, what Summers said is plausible, that in a few months we might hit bottom.
So we're not there yet.
I don't think anybody thinks we're there yet.
Paul Krugman, do you agree on that?
Yeah, I think you really want to bear in mind there are several different definitions of bottom. We might see industrial production bottom out, for example. And that would be partly because businesses basically are working off a lot of unsold inventory, and they may get to that point and start producing a little bit more now that they're no longer, you know, have lots of stuff on hand. On the other hand, getting to a bottom in terms of the labor market, getting to a situation where the unemployment rate actually starts falling, there's no sign of that. There's no hint of that in the data. And if, you know, previous experience is any guide, you know, the last recession officially ended in November 2001, but unemployment kept rising for another year and a half after we were supposedly recovering. So in terms of the things that matter to most people, there's no sign that it's going to be a turnaround any time, even within a year.
I'd like to ask you both whether you think the stimulus plan is working, whether we're seeing any effects of that now. Paul Krugman, you've been making the case for some time that the stimulus plan is fine as far as it goes, but there should be much more spending. Do you think what is going on now shows that maybe it's enough?
Well, not almost nothing that you're seeing now is the result of the stimulus plan. I mean, you know, that money basically is just starting to trickle into the economy. It's not doing anything out there. The various things they've been doing on the financial side have helped a little bit on some interest rates. The only thing you could say is if the economy is really about to bounce back spontaneously, then maybe I'm wrong and the stimulus plan was big enough. But as I said, I don't see any sign of that.
And Robert Samuelson, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with Paul. The president signed this 6 weeks ago. This money is not really affecting the economy yet. This is a $14 trillion economy. On the other hand, I think if we can get sustained growth in later this year and next year, that's when you could credit the stimulus with having a positive effect, but not now for sure.
And in terms of the bank bailout, do you see a loosening of lending? Do you think that's taking effect?
I don't see a loosening of lending so much as I see the Federal Reserve having driven down interest rates, which allows people to refinance. I think, you know, the main credit here goes to the Federal Reserve, not so much to the banks.
I want to take a listen to some tape from yesterday. This is the president at the White House. In his role as basically pitchman, he's urging homeowners to take advantage of low mortgage rates and refinance. Let's take a listen.
If you are having problems with your mortgage, and even if you're not, you just want to save some money, you can go to makinghomeaffordable.gov, makinghomeaffordable.gov, and the way the website is designed.
And it goes on from there. Paul Krugman, is this a proper, appropriate role, do you think, for President Obama?
I'm a little uneasy. I mean, next he'll be selling Vegematics or something. I don't know. It's a bit much. You know, it's all right. We do want it, but it, really, the bully pulpit of the White House ought to be reserved for really bully events, I think. Because this is small stuff. I mean, if it was really – this was the key to recovery, was people refinancing their houses. Sure, but it is a marginal thing. Better to have Tim Geithner out there making that speech or something like that, not the president.
Robert Samuelson?
Well, I agree with that. But on the other hand, Obama, you know, is a master of the media. He's on the late night shows and all that sort of thing. So maybe he's blazing new grounds. Maybe this is – his equivalent of FDR's fireside chats.
One big unknown still is the fate of at least two of the big three automakers. How big of a what if is that out there, Paul Krugman?
Well, you know, I actually think it's – in some ways we know, regardless of exactly how this plays out, that they're going to be much shrunken. So it's not as if we're going to have a big General Motors out there supporting the economy. There's still some – you know, if it actually completely goes under, that's a big-ish thing, but I don't think that's the core of it. I think I'm still waiting to see whether the banks, you know, are – I think that's more important. I don't believe what the Wells Fargo thing seemed to say, right? It may be that Wells Fargo is being accurate in its reporting. Those questions are being raised about that, but it's are they representative where we are? And I don't think it is.
And I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Columnist Paul Krugman of The New York Times and Robert Samuelson of The Washington Post and Newsweek.